And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, look at those clouds, Joanne. I think we're headed into a bad storm. Maybe we should turn around and go back. There was a town.
Oh, this isn't so bad. Bad is driving through India during the monsoon season.
Name dropper?
Besides, we don't want to cower with every drop of rain, do we?
We could have flown.
Oh, I've flown more than enough in my life. This is the only way to go. Driving and enjoying the beautiful sights along the roads to Virginia.
Ah! Ah! Joanne, let's turn back. Call it an early lunch and wait out the storm.
When I was little, on my grandfather's farm, I was standing at the screen door. Ball lightning passed right through the screen between my legs, hit the floor, and scorched our bloodhound's paws.
Can you even see anything in this rain?
Well, now that you mention it...
Ah, look out for that branch! Oh! Oh!
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker. But most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
So, you?
Yeah. You may have permanent fingernail marks in your dashboard, but I'm okay.
Oh, good.
Can we stop somewhere now, please?
Good idea. Oh, look! There's a diner just up ahead.
Way out here in the middle of nowhere?
We can wait out the storm there.
Oh, I'm soaked.
Me too. Oh,
Grover Cleveland, it's a messy day. Oh, girls, get inside where it's warm and dry and have a seat wherever you like. Oh,
thank you.
We're so glad you're here.
Oh, well, glad somebody is. As you can see, I ain't overflowing with customers.
Probably because of the rain.
The rain? Oh, no. We're the Seattle of the state when it comes to rain.
Oh.
My husband, recently passed though he is, bless his heart.
I'm sorry.
Have less business sense than a metamuffin.
What?
Spent our life savings to open this place on the hunch that the interstate would go through here. A hunch? Well, it didn't. And all I get is floods and traveling fools who have lost their way.
Oh.
Excuse me, present company accepted.
Thanks, I think.
All right, girls, what can I get you?
How about something warm to drink?
Oh, sure. Got a fresh pot of coffee.
Any tea?
No tea.
Coffee sounds fine.
Mm-hmm. And you, miss?
No, I'm not really hungry.
Uh-huh, you might want to make note of the sign.
Sign? Oh, you mean the not responsible for coats?
No, the other one.
$5 minimum.
I always say that if you're hungry, you just step right into Ethel's. Rain or shine, you are welcome. And of course, if you're not hungry, you can always walk right back out the door.
Maybe I could eat a little something.
Now, here's a menu. I'm Ethel, by the way.
Thanks.
Well, Rutherford B. Hayes.
Can I come in?
Well, I don't want you to stand there with the door open.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. That's better.
I'm a little wet.
Oh, dear, you're soaked. Let's get you dried off.
Here's a dish towel. Try not to drip, dear. That's new linoleum.
Are you alone?
Yeah, I was just, out for a walk, and I got caught in the rain. I only came in for a minute.
Well, I think you're going to be here a little longer than that.
It's not a good idea to stay.
It's not a good idea to leave, either.
You can't go walking in the storm. Do you live nearby?
Yeah, sort of.
Good. Once the rain lets up, we'll drive you home.
No, I'm really okay. I like to walk.
We are 5 miles from the nearest house, girlie. Nobody lives out here.
Look, it's probably not a good idea to have me stick around. I'm kind of unlucky.
Don't be silly.
You just sit yourself down now.
I'm telling you, this is a big mistake.
The lights!
struck by lightning. Millard Fillmore.
I told you, I'm bad luck.
That's the last of the candles.
How pretty. It makes your diner look like a French restaurant.
Nice and cozy, isn't it? What's your name?
Lindy.
Nice to meet you, Lindy.
Ethel, when do you think the lights will come back on?
No time soon. The whole electrical fuse box looks like a bowl of our beef stroganoff.
Oh, glad I didn't order that for lunch.
Phones are out, too.
Oh, I have my cell phone. We should call your parents and... Oh, no signal. Must be the storm.
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Don't you think your parents will be worried?
No. Look, to tell you the truth, I'm with my dad. He stayed with our car just up the road. He was trying to get it started and he sent me here.
John Quincy Adams! That poor man is out there in this storm? Where is he? I don't see a thing.
Your dad sent you by yourself?
He's just around the corner. Maybe I should get some food and take it back to him. I've got money.
Not a chance. Let me move around to see if I can get a signal for the cell phone.
You can't call him.
No, if I can get through, I'll call the police. Maybe they can send a tow truck.
No, I'll just drive up there and get him. It can't be that far.
Wait!
What?
My dad isn't waiting at the car.
Well, where is he?
I wasn't with my dad. I lied. In fact, I've never even met my dad. I scared him away when I was born. I told you I was unlucky.
This is making about as much sense as shag linoleum.
What's going on here, Lindy? Why did you tell us your dad was out there when he's not?
Okay, I'll tell you everything. But can I clean up first?
Well, of course you can. The bathroom's right back there. Do you need change?
Change?
It's a quarter to get in.
Thanks. I have that.
Something's wrong with her.
You mean besides the bad luck?
Do you think she's a runaway?
I don't know. Whatever it is, she needs help.
Well, now you have me worried. I'm gonna see if everything's all right back there.
Wait, do you think she'll take off out the back?
Oh, no. I'm afraid she'll break open the coin box on the bathroom door. You never know about these runaways.
I think I can understand why business is bad.
And where's the cook? Do you think she does it all herself?
Well, Teddy Roosevelt!
What's wrong, Ethel?
The girl is gone!
Are you okay? Let me help you. Where'd you get the suitcase?
Leave me alone. I'm not going back.
You can't run around with a suitcase in the rain.
Why don't you listen? I told you I'm bad luck.
Then I'll have to walk with you.
But I don't want you to. Can't you understand?
Nope. If you won't go inside, then I'll have to talk to you out here. So why are you running away?
Who said I'm running away?
Just call me Sherlock Holmes. What are you running from? Are you afraid of something?
I'm not afraid of anything. Except for crazy ladies who walk around in the rain playing Sherlock Holmes.
Okay. Then come back to the diner, get something to eat, and wait until the storm stops. I'll stop following you if you'll do that.
What about the other ladies? Will they leave me alone?
I'll talk them into it.
You promise?
Yes.
Why should I believe you?
Look, would a liar chase you down in the rain? Trust me.
All right, let's go.
All right, now that we've all had time to dry out and relax a little, time for some comfort food. Back home, I work in a nice little ice cream shop called Wits End, and I always say that a rainy day calls for ice cream.
Yeah, might as well. Power's down, so sure would be a waste to let it all melt. Half-price sundaes.
Thanks. I'll treat.
Thank you, Connie.
And Ethel.
And Ethel.
Wits End. Funny name for an ice cream shop.
It's because a man named Wit owns it. It's a great place, too. Lots of games. Too bad we don't have any games we can play here. Rainy days are also great game days.
I'll be back in a jiff with those sundaes. Calvin Coolidge! What was that?
Oh, it sounded like a tree fell over or something.
Oh, what a day. My insurance man is gonna have a cow.
I'm sorry.
Well, no need for you to be sorry, Lindy.
But this is my fault.
Nonsense.
Don't you see? Things keep getting worse and worse.
This storm has nothing to do with you. Besides, God is with us no matter what happens.
No, don't bring up God. He hates me.
Lindy, that is not true. Why do you think he hates you?
Because he made me like this, unlucky since the day I was born. I don't know why he hates me so much.
Wait, Lindy.
You don't know. You're just a bunch of ladies who want me to stay out of the rain so you won't feel guilty.
Who you calling a lady?
The day I was born, my dad ran away. Why would he do that? Because God put me here, that's why.
No, you shouldn't blame
me. Then because of me, my mom had to work two jobs. She'd come home so tired, it would make her sick.
Well, she probably worked so hard because she loves you.
But I'd always mess up. If she'd make my favorite dessert, I'd spill it. If she'd put candles on my birthday cake, I'd set the curtains on fire.
But accidents happen to everybody.
Not like me. God made me bad luck. How do you know this storm isn't all because of me? It could have started raining just because I was walking by.
Well, I don't believe that for a minute.
You don't know. Everything bad that ever happened to my mom was because of me. That's why she was mad at me. She hated me.
No, Lindy. Moms get mad sometimes, but that's no reason to run away. I'm sure that if you just talk to her...
I can't talk to her.
Why not?
Because she's dead.
Your mother's dead?
You poor child. When? How?
I don't want to talk about it.
But Lindy...
No. Please leave me alone. No more questions. She promised.
Who promised?
I did. When we were outside. So no questions.
Good. I ought to go now.
Not till the storm ends. That's your part of the deal.
Oh, all right.
Besides, I think you're wrong about being bad luck, and I think you're wrong about God, too. You know what? I'll show you.
How?
Well, I was telling you about Witt's End. Witt invented this wonderful machine for the kids to enjoy. It's called the Imagination Station.
Oh, that one's lots of fun.
That's right. It's like a time machine that puts you right in the middle of a story.
What kind of story?
Like a Bible story. Well, we don't have an imagination station here, but we have something just as good.
What?
Our own imaginations.
Oh, mine's bad.
Well, we'll see about that. Ladies, are you willing to help me out with the story?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Let me take you into a story of a man that the whole world said was crazy at worst and very unlucky at best. The story of Noah and the Ark.
Oh, I know the story. It's that one about the guy with all the animals, right?
Right. But in order for this to work, we gotta get the imaginations working. So first, let's step into our imagination station. Here, we'll use these chairs. Now, sit down and I'll close the door.
Shh! This is silly.
Looks like you haven't used your imagination in a while, Lindy. Come on, dust it off. Try that door again, Connie.
Okay. Better?
A little.
Okay, now we need to push the red button. We're traveling back to the days of Noah. A world that was filled with hate and violence. God saw what kind of terrible place the world had become. But God also saw one good man. His name was Noah. Noah cared about God and always wanted to do what God said. One day, God said to Noah... God said to Noah...
Noah, I have decided to put an end to this mess and start over. I want you to build a boat.
Because of a flood, I told you I know this story.
So Noah began the building process.
I will take the job that the Lord has given me, for I trust him.
Of course, the rest of the world thought he was nuts. They made fun of him.
Psst, Ethel. Oh, me now. Okay. It's a desert. What are you gonna do with a boat? Are you crazy? Hey, your mother wears army
Now, you might think that Noah would feel like the unluckiest guy in the world. After all, while Noah worked, everyone else lived to have a good time.
Yeah, let's go eat ice cream! Yeah, all right!
But Noah said,
I'll trust in God and work to please Him.
Then one day the work was done. But God had another job for Noah.
He wanted Noah to find two of every kind of animal and put them on one boat. Now that's bad luck.
Worse than having to search the earth for animals, he also had to house them, feed them, and clean up after them.
Ugh.
And the people laughed all the more.
What a smell! Your God must be playing a joke on you, old man! He's making fun of you!
But finally, the animals were all accounted for and put in their proper places on the boat. Noah trusted God even then, though there wasn't any rain.
This old kook is off his cracker!
And then the rains came. The storm got worse and flooded the earth. But things didn't get easier. The animals needed tending. The waves would toss the boat. And this rain kept falling for 40 long days and 40 long nights. But that isn't how long they were in the boat.
It isn't?
Mm-mm. Days turned into months. You can imagine how they felt. All alone, the only ones left, wondering if they'd ever see land or people again. So rather than feel good, they may have felt very...
unlucky.
Noah still said,
I will trust God, for I know that He is good.
Then one day God caused a warm wind to blow, and the water began to go down. By the time they all stepped out on dry land again, Noah, his family, and the animals had been together in that boat for a whole year. But did Noah complain? Nope. When he finally opened the door and stepped out onto dry land, he said,
God has saved us. He provided the boat and brought us through to a world He has washed clean. We are home again.
And God was pleased. Not bad, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm feeling a little seasick.
The point is, the things you consider bad luck may really be God's purpose in disguise. Depends on how you look at it.
Uh-huh.
I see it as the big picture concept.
What?
The big picture. God sees how things begin and end, how they all fit together. But we don't. Of course, that's not to say that the things you've gone through aren't painful. They are. But God knows that and wants to provide help and comfort.
Okay.
But it's hard for Him to do that when you keep talking about bad luck. Especially when there's no such thing.
There isn't?
No. And I think that someone so cool and smart as you are would know better.
Me?
Yes, you.
Thanks, Connie. King me. I think I got you again.
Who said rainy days are good for playing games?
I think she's got your number.
Excuse me. Oh, there you are. You're safe. Oh, thank goodness.
Well, who in Harry S. Truman are you?
I'm her foster mother.
Number 6. I get passed around a lot.
Are you okay? I was so worried.
I'm fine. How did you find me?
The whole neighborhood's looking for you. With this storm, I was imagining all kinds of horrible things. I thought I'd lost you. Oh, thank God. You're all right.
You really got all the neighbors to help?
Of course. We couldn't leave you out there alone.
How long have you been in foster care, Lindy?
A long time.
Lindy's mom died of leukemia a couple of years ago. From what I understand, she's been in a number of foster homes since then.
They keep putting me in one place after another. But they're not my mothers. You're not my mother.
No, I'm not. But I do care about you.
Why? I've only been at your house for a month.
Lindy, you don't know it, but... well, I've been praying for a girl like you to come into my life for a long time. And God answered my prayer. You are the answer to my prayer.
Me? But I know what will happen.
You'll get tired of me, just like all the others, and they'll put me somewhere else, again. That's why I ran away, to save you the trouble.
What trouble? Lindy, we've asked the state to let us keep you.
You mean to stay? For good?
That's right.
But I broke your good china plate.
I know.
And ruined the garbage disposal with a butter knife.
I know.
And spilled that bucket of paint in the garage.
I didn't know that.
I pushed the lawnmower over it.
Well, it was an accident and they happened to all of us. Please, come home, Lindy.
But I'm bad luck.
Lindy, you're God's purpose in disguise.
You're an answered prayer. So, will you come home?
Home. Just like Noah.
That's right. You've been drifting a long time, Lindy. Time to put your feet on solid ground.
Okay. If you really mean it.
I do. Oh, you don't know how much I do.
Oh, look. The clouds are breaking.
Well, Calvin Coolidge. Is that a rainbow?
What do you know? It is.
Well, Ethel, you're stuck with us until a tow truck arrives. My car is a foot deep in mud.
Connie never bought us those Sundays.
I'd love one now.
You're on. Sundays all around.
I'm proud of you, Connie. There were moments I could have sworn we stepped into a little ice cream shop owned by a man named Whit. You've learned a lot from him.
It's easy to learn from a good teacher, I guess.
Well, thank God for both of you.
Oh, Spiro T. Agnew.
He wasn't president.
Well, you know, as a change of pace, sometimes I like to switch to vice presidents. These Sundays are going to have to be milkshakes.
Bring them on. I'll be happy with anything.
Me too.
All right, then. In that case, loosen your belts and tuck a napkin under your chin, ladies. I have got a whole refrigerator to empty.
All right. Bring it on.
When we're in the middle of tough times, it's hard to see what Connie meant when she talked about how it all could be God's purpose in disguise. But God can work through any situation and anyone. There's no denying that bad things do happen sometimes. But in Job 31:4, the Bible says, God knows everything I do. He sees every step I take. And God promises in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God. When we put our faith in God, we can trust that He knows the big picture and will see us through. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Black Clouds was written and directed by Bob Hoos. Our vocal talent included Katie Lee, Janet Waldo, Jennifer Darling, Ashley Rose Orr, and Noelle McGrath. Our sound designer was Alan Hurley. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.